4CA is real music, real opinions. 1300 872 911. John McKenzie, 4CA.
Well, 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 this is a treat, because you may remember I had a gentleman on the line not that long ago who's become recently president of the Queensland Police Union, and his name is Shane Pryor. And the best thing about it, when he came on, and you could realise immediately he's carrying on that tradition of focus, that tradition of being energised and fundamentally delivering the goods for the under-the-pump citizens of this state. And I just realised, when I looked up at the screen, he's actually in town. In fact, he's about to talk on air by the looks of things. He's going to discuss, it says here, concerns over staffing and resources across our district up here and the impact that's having responding to crime. This could answer some of the questions on some of the matters recently exposed in our CBD. Now, Shane Pryor, he's revealing details, it says here, about the, listen to this, about the exodus of staff and poor management practices on the Cape, resulting in police from Cairns specialising, as we know they do, in targeting car thieves. They've got plenty of work there, plenty of focus there, and criminals being sent to Far North stations. These are the police officers we desperately need here in our midst, because they're targeting car thieves and the crooks, but they're being sent to Far North stations, meaning more remote locations, to fill roster gaps, leaving our Cairns community exposed. So they've got an example of something that needs to be looked at, and it's a rostering thing. We never hear any information about rostering issues, but I'm glad we have, if that's becoming part of our problem. Shane's on the line, President of Queensland Police Union. Shane, good morning and congratulations for bringing this matter up.
Good morning, and thank you for the very kind introduction.
We're under the pump a lot here, Shane, as you know, the criminal activity largely at the behest of children who are seemingly untouchable. Talk to me about this. We can't do with any diminution of our already struggling police force here. Mm. What's happening fundamentally, I suppose you've got to say, in the offices of Far Off Brisbane?
Residents in Cairns should be feeling very vulnerable at this moment. During September, there were 227 break-and-enters, 66 stolen vehicles, 456 thefts. All of these offences are increasing month by month. Mm. Part of that reason is that we have a specialist squad targeting car thieves and criminals in Cairns that have been scattered across the Cape to fill serious staff shortages. We're in a lot of trouble up here in Far North Queensland.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. We realise that. Coming back to 227, not just homes broken into, this is businesses too, obviously, but 227, give me an idea of how that stacks up against other communities per capita.
Oh, it is huge. It is huge, John. Can I just say to you that our general duties are so busy dealing with domestic and family violence, they have no time to deal with those other major crime incidences. They can't do proactive patrolling. As of right now in Cairns, you have three car units, all with three in it. So we've got one experienced officer with two junior first-year constables. That is a scary situation. Mm. We have a lot of work to do up here, and we have some serious staff shortages that we need to deal with.
Come back to our 66 cars for the month. Now, I don't know what that works out to per capita, but with, you put this in figures, next to the 227 break and enter, 66 cars stolen, this is an orgy of juvenile crime.
Oh, absolutely. But not just that, John. We have also got the scourge of domestic and family violence. Mm. I've just come out of a branch meeting here in Cairns, and it is scary. Mm. All our people are dealing with every single day is domestic and family violence. Mm. Those good men and women that you see on the front line in general duties are dealing with domestic and family violence. Mm. It is exploding up here. We're up 8% from the year before here in the Cairns area. Cairns Station is meant to have 191 first response police, but there are currently only 155 available on the roster. 53 of those are first-year constables. Now, we need people to join this job. We absolutely do. But we need to talk about retaining the police officers that we currently have. Exactly. Because the room I just come out of in this meeting, we have a lot of people here that don't want to do this work anymore.
Really? Because it's not appreciated, or because it's high risk, or they're tired? What's going on?
They're tired. They're tired of the revolving door justice system that we've got. They're tired of being the only agency after 4 o'clock to deal with these issues. 20 years ago, it may have been okay to employ the way that we do business now, but it's not anymore. Mm. Other government agencies need to step up. Politicians, the ALP and the LNP, need to recognise that policing is different now. Policing is different and we need to change. We need politicians to actually start committing to retention, because if we do not do that, we are not going to have a workforce in the next 10 years.
Do you know, Shane, and it's on the tip of our tongues all the time as potential victims and victims up here, the revolving door justice system that you just referred to, if it's a nightmare for us, it's an even greater nightmare for serving police officers.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. And there's a lot of angst amongst police. They want to get out there and proactively patrol the community. They want to protect the Queensland community, but they are tied up with youth offenders that get out of custody and just go and commit more offences. Mm. On top of that, they're dealing with the scourge of domestic and family violence. If we keep doing what we're doing, we are not going to have a workforce. It's as simple as that, because people simply will not do this job. You know what, John? In this meeting just before, I literally had a member who got onto Seek.com this morning and was looking at working at the Cairns Library because they earned just as much.
Oh,
like,
really?
This is getting out of control. Mm. And politicians need to stop talking. And if this election is about crime, then they need to start putting meaningful measures in place to address it. And that includes a massive program in retaining our current police.
Mm. How are we going to eradicate this poisonous political correctness that has now wound itself around our whole juvenile justice system? This woke rubbish, this breast-beating baloney. You're brave, you're courageous enough to speak out about it. Why aren't the people we elect brave enough to stand up in Parliament and say, this is bullshit? You can't keep serving this up to the families of Queensland day after day, these revolving door arrangements at the juvenile justice system, which just provides people to steal our cars, break into our houses in significant numbers, which seemingly are blowing out constantly. I think you just pointed out 8% up on last year.
Yeah, absolutely. The time to talk is over. The union has been talking about for years the increase in impost on the domestic and family violence scene alone. We need major reform in domestic and family violence legislation. We need that now. We need retention strategies around keeping police. Do you know here in the far north, we've got first-year constables that can't afford to live. We've got first-year constables that need their parents back in Brisbane to chip in for their rent. This is getting beyond a joke. Politicians need to stop talking and actually come through with the goods.
Gee, this is very, very stark. You're to be congratulated on your courage on this matter, Shane. Can you stay in touch with us up here?
It would be my pleasure.
Oh, this has been really an eye-opener. Shane Pryor is his name. He's the president now of the Queensland Police Union.